William Morrow and Harper Audio present Switchboard Soldiers, a novel by Jennifer Chiaverini. Performed by Saskia Merleveld. To Marty, Nick, and Michael, with love and gratitude. Young women of America, attention. Here's your opportunity to serve your country in France with General Pershing's Expeditionary Force, a chance to do as much to help win the war as the men in khaki who go over the top. Uncle Sam wants to have his telephone system in France operated by the most efficient operators in the world, and that means by American young women. The Signal Corps have asked the telephone companies in the United States to secure these switchboard soldiers for them. Just because you are or have been a telephone operator, don't think that you therefore can easily secure a position in this expeditionary operating force. The first and fixed requirement is an ability to speak and read both French and English fluently, and be able to understand readily French spoken over a telephone line. The American telephone system in France not only links General Pershing's headquarters with various points of military importance, but it also connects directly with the French government telephone system. And so unless your French is very, very good, do not consider yourself a qualified applicant. Therefore, if you can handle the French language as well as you do the English, and are dependable, resourceful, and able, if necessary, to go it on your own, as the soldiers say when the tide of battle compels prompt, individual action to meet a serious situation, then by all means apply. Nearly 100 young women have already been selected, and judging from them, this unit will meet all those requirements and be one of the most democratic and truly representative American forces sent abroad. In every respect, these young women will be soldiers coming under military restrictions at all times. The pay will be $60 a month for operators, $72 for supervisors, and $125 for chief operators, in addition to which allowances will be made for rations and quarters when these things are not provided by the Army. The Signal Corps authorities point out that this operating force is not going on a pleasure trip or joyride, and that no evening dresses need be taken, and that social opportunities are not at all included in the program. It will be a war task of the nature and size that always appeals strongly to American womanhood, and for handling it, the Signal Corps seek level-headed young women who are resourceful, able to exercise good judgment in emergencies, and willing to work hard and even endure hardships if necessary. Information as to how application may be made can be obtained by calling upon the manager of your local telephone company. Or application blanks, etc., can be obtained from the Chief Signal Officer of the Army, Room 826, Mills Building Annex, Washington, D.C., who makes the appointments to this work. Bell Telephone News, February 1918. Prologue. August 4th, 1914. Cincinnati. Marie. Marie glowed with pride and anticipation as her mother took her customary place in front of the gleaming grand piano in the gracious parlor of their Mount Auburn home. From the far side of the room, Marie glimpsed only the faintest traces of silver in her mother's honey gold hair, which she wore in an elegant knot on the back of her head, a few stray wisps curling around her lovely face. A fresh breeze through the open window stirred the lacy ruffle on the bodice of Maman's rose silk poplin gown, carrying birdsong and a faint scent of wisteria from the garden, offering a momentary respite from the heat and humidity of the late summer afternoon. Maman could make her parlor seem as grand as a stage, and a concert hall as intimate as a room in her own home. In everything, she was effortlessly graceful, poised, and stunningly beautiful, a manner her eldest daughter strove to emulate but could not yet master. She often feared she never would. Her father sat before the piano, his long, supple fingers poised above the keys, the sunlight picking up the auburn highlights in his chestnut-brown hair, only slightly darker than Marie's own. Awaiting his cue.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?